Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference in Chicago, Illinois. I said San Diego earlier, and that's where I'm from. I went, oh my gosh. But no, we are in Chicago and having a great time here at Think. And look who I have in the studio lounge, Mr. Matt McGuire, Chief Data Officer at Co-op Solutions. Welcome. Sure,
thank you. Glad to be here.
Good. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great content, great collaboration, a lot of energy.
Indeed. So. Indeed. Anything stand out? Any presentations or anything like that stand out for you?
Besides yours? Yeah. Well, you know, they all have their own, right? So each one, I think, had, and that's what I thought was great, is the fact that each one has its own flavor that kind of has value. Yeah. So, they're all great.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys put on such a great show here. Yeah. You guys really raised the bar high for the rest of us. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys did great job. All right. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, a breakout session that you are participating in. It's called, the title is Leveraging Data in New and Intelligent Ways. So give us a quick overview of what you guys talked about here.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of it's based on where our overall data strategy aligns with creating the value to ultimately the credit unions and their members, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a layered approach that you got to get after. You got to have some discipline around it. You got to have focus. You know, really, if you're going to get it right, you got to methodically get at it, right? There's no magic bullet. There's nobody out there going to save you from anything, right?
Got that right.
It really takes a dedicated, disciplined approach to get it right, right? And it's not going to be right. You just keep working towards better, right? Mm-hmm. So as we continue to see more data points, more things happening, right? You got to be able to adapt to it, right? So there's just a lot of things that are...
Is that the name of the game today, though? Have to adapt or else you're going to... Unfortunately, go the other way.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. So it seems like we've been talking about big data for a decade now. Yep. I mean, even longer than that, probably.
Yep.
So what's new in the field that credit unions may not be thinking about here?
Yeah, so I think what we're seeing or what's out there right now is the cloud platform. So when you look at what Microsoft, AWS, where their quarterly returns are all coming from, it's essentially that cloud platform, right? How do you create that seamless integration, scalability, performance across as the data continues to grow and you start to become more sophisticated and more layer on more capabilities? Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that's kind of has hit its stride and now we're actually needing to drive that out.
Okay.
You know, we talk about data science as well. So data science capabilities where you take machine learning. There's a lot of tools coming out of the box now that you can starter kits. So you don't have to have a lot of, you know, technical expertise. You just got to get to the people that are willing to kind of roll that up.
Yeah.
And then you start moving into the model, right? Which essentially says, take in the different data points and what does it change the models to? So, you know, when we're talking about the pandemic, the work from home, all those things, think of the demographics and all that changes where all the data is coming from, right? It's now all distributed and the behavior starts to change. So how do you incorporate that in so that you don't have to create a new project for it? It's kind of all just starts to, you know, feed it and then you can actually start to then understand it.
Okay.
And then the last piece, which is kind of, or not the last piece, but another one that's very interesting is this whole data mesh, data fabric. And the data fabric is kind of how I look at it, saying, okay, the data as a service, which is kind of, you got it, everything there, it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
How are you starting to weave it together? How are you tying all these different data points from sources together quickly and fast? So then you get a better holistic view of it.
Okay.
So to me, that's kind of where it's really starting to come to fruition.
There's always something new I learn at every conference about data. You know, oh my goodness, how you guys keep that in check, I'll never know, because there's just so much there. I mean, you're very good at your job for a reason, so it's just mind-blowing to me.
Good.
So but you guys do a fabulous job for creatives out there. Also, hey, we hear about garbage in, garbage out when it comes to data quality, good data, bad data. So what are some of the ways credit unions can be sure they are working with quality data? How do they prioritize this stuff?
Sure. So again, I think some of it's a methodology that you come after, right? Yep. And so I think that is that data governance or that discipline to say, all these pieces you're taking in, are they all the same importance? And the answer is no, because there is so many. But it's really focusing on, okay, here's what's important to me. Here's how it aligns to my strategy. Here's how I can then start to define what good looks like. And then if you want it to be better, how do you augment it to create better? Mm-hmm. And once you kind of, so it's almost 80% of it's getting all the data ready aligned, and then the 20% is really where you're starting to create that value out of it kind of thing.
So are you kind of like a detective here, an investigator trying to, decipher what's good, what's bad, that type of stuff?
Yeah, and then when you're concatenating or bringing things together, now all of a sudden that's where that modeling and things come in, because now there's so much, you're not going to catch it. So now you have it's coming back to you, and now you can actually see things that you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Because we wouldn't have made those correlations. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. So that's part of, I think, if you have that kind of that discipline, right, stay in those rails, then you're mm-hmm. you're going to be much better positioned to be able to react and adapt.
And the same goes for the bad data too, the stuff that we don't want, the stuff that you don't need. It's just, the film, the cinematography thing, we're leaving a lot of the film on the floor, the cutting room floor, that type of stuff. So
That's right. I call that noise in the data.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's data points, but it's noise saying, okay, is that relevant? And it might not be relevant now for what you might be doing, but it might be later.
So
you got to be cognizant of just knowing you have it, and then once it becomes into scope, then you do that methodology I told you about.
So
right, you're saying define what it is, what does good look like,
okay.
Right? So then you interrogate it to know, is that really a piece of data that you want to incorporate or not?
Okay,
right?
If it's not useful right now, but it's useful later, what do you? Pardon my ignorance here.
I apologize. No, that's
but what do you do with it? I mean, so you set it aside on some server somewhere or something like that?
Yeah, it's again, the storage is no longer the biggest expense that you have, right? Storage is cheap, so it's a matter of when you're getting that data. So if you've got 400 elements mm-hmm. and you're using 200 of them, then you got these other ones that can be valuable later, but it's not really taking up much space other than you've got it available to you. And so now you determine when you're looking at different things, you want to incorporate additional and say, okay, I'm going to use this additional mm-hmm. data mm-hmm. points mm-hmm. to incorporate it into some solution. Then that's when you put the discipline around that element, so that you start to know, okay, how do I know it's good? What does good look like? How do I measure it? And then you can incorporate it into that data set. That goes back to that 80%. You got to perform that 80% effort on that element to get it to the point where you're ready to ingest it and incorporate it into an overall solution.
What a science this is.
Science.
So how is Co-op uniquely positioned to help credit unions perfect their data analytics strategy?
Yeah, so I think what we've been doing, right, is we have a cloud native solution now, so we've got that scalability performance where we can continue to do what we need to do, but then additionally add the same capabilities using the same ingestion engine, right? So mm-hmm. the same process that we mm-hmm. talked about. So mm-hmm. now we've got the engine built, and now it's just how fast can we go? And when we talk about that data as a service, that's where that's essentially, we've got that scalability, right? You don't have to go buy things now and put them up and then be the one managing it. It's essentially much more configuration type to bring that mm-hmm, in. So, and then we've got that governance that I talked about. So that model that we've got, so we're in a much better position now to know when things are happening, we're bringing mm-hmm. them in, we've got a good understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
And then the other piece is as we start to bundle them into our products, right? So now it essentially takes a much more holistic approach to mm-hmm, how we use them.
Mm-hmm. I like your engine analogy. I'm going to have to remember that one. I like that one a lot. Hey, let's talk a little bit about payment strategy here. So specific to payment strategy, how is analytics optimizing the performance of things like credit and debit portfolios?
Yeah, so again, when we talk about the different data points that are coming in, right, and we're also looking at our product lines, right, that we've got, they'll use the same data in a little different way. So each one can kind of use those and start to branch or create a holistic approach, mm-hmm. a solution to it, mm-hmm. right? So we talk about within fraud, let's say, or in our Protect portfolio, if we have contact center data coming in, we've got fraud analyst data that we've got dispute and chargebacks, we've got Cooper score, we've got all these different tools in a box, all those different data points. Mm-hmm. Now we start to develop a much better, rich solution, right? Hence the co-op solutions that we've kind of labeled, right? It's a solution. It's not a one point is going to fix anything. It's mm-hmm. a matter of here's a total solution that we're offering. So it's really exciting that we can build that out in each one of those portfolios that we've got.
And can you do a quick credit union benefit message here? I mean, what's the ultimate goal here for the credit unions?
Yeah,
that so allows them to do all this? What does it allow them to do?
Sure. It allows them to focus on their members, right? Okay. It allows them to essentially continue to evolve and build their business around their strategies, mm-hmm. right? They've got their traditional, and then they've essentially got their digital platform mm-hmm. they're going. So mm-hmm. we actually are helping facilitate that so they don't have to do all these things because we've already got them kind of plugged
in. Is it the personalization that they're getting to that this data allows that?
Yeah, okay. That, because again, it's a member experience, right? So if we talk about reducing fraud in to a customer, a member, it's a better experience. So when you get a better experience, you have a tendency to have a better loyalty and trust kind of thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All these things are packaged in those solutions to allow that to happen.
Gotcha. Yeah. Ah, amazing how far we've come in such a short time.
Yeah, yeah.
And where we're going to be heading as well. So, and you know that all too well. Anything else to add here, Matt?
No, I just thanks for having me. I think a great, like I said, a great conference. There's a lot of thought, critical thinking going on, and this is a great venue. So
good
thanks
stuff.
For having me.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome.